Mentioning blessed habits and conduct of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says that he alayhi salatu wasalam used to say salam first, meaning whomsoever he would meet, he alayhi salatu wasalam would say salam first. And if anyone in need would stop him to mention his needs, he alayhi salatu wasalam would stay there until that needy would leave by himself. If anyone held his hand, he alayhi salatu wasalam would not withdraw his hand until that person withdrew himself. When he met with any of his companions, alayhim ridwan, he used to shake hands with him, hold his hand and to his fingers unto his fingers and hold them firmly. He alayhi salatu wasalam did not stand up or sit without remembering Allah. When anybody sat by him at the time of his prayers, he alayhi salatu wasalam would make it short and say to him, have you got any need? When he alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilled his need, then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallama would return back to his prayers, salah. If anyone would come in the court of Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he was honored and given respect. He alayhi salatu wasalam would put his shawl even for those they were not his relatives. He would do this even for those who were not relatives because of milk. And he would ask them to sit on shawl. He alayhi salatu wasalam would offer that mat to the guest, which he used to sit himself. If the guest would hesitate to sit on the same mat, he alayhi salatu wasalam would insist him to do so until he would agree. And whoever got closeness in the court of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, he believed that Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam shows mercy to him the most amongst all. Whereas he alayhi salatu wasalam would give attention to all participants of the gatherings as required. Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam would sit, listen, talk, guide, and show good conduct in a gathering, but yet his gatherings would possess qualities of modesty, humility, and trustworthiness.